Lunch Break Lounge here at 80s Giant Dynamo Net. Hey, thanks for joining me on a Wednesday afternoon. We're getting things rolling here, and joining us now via the WBDG hotline, Matthew Van Tryon from the Indy Star. Matthew, how are you doing today? Bit of some upsets last night in the Marion County tournament.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I was certainly surprised by some of the results last night, and I guess that's just kind of the beauty of, you know, girls basketball in the state and the Marion County tournament. You never really know what's going to happen.
So Pike over Warren Central, 48-45. Now Pike travels to Perry Meridian tomorrow night, and they'll get Pike and Perry will get the winner of Decatur Central and Park Tudor. So now Pike, and are they in a situation to where, you know, you might see them in the Marion County Championship?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they certainly could. You know, and they were a team coming into the year that I didn't necessarily know what to expect from them. I mean, they had just lost, you know, so much talent from last year. You think about the group that they had the past couple of years and then the group they have this year, and it was just so different because they have lost, you know, so many people to graduation. But, you know, I kind of wonder if some of that game from last night was the fact that those two teams had just faced each other about a week ago. You know, maybe Pike had learned something from, you know, that recent meeting with Warren Central and kind of picked up on that. And I think that, you know, maybe Pike is kind of coming into its own at just the right time. Maybe they're kind of figuring out who they are and kind of, you know, how those pieces fit together. I mean, I think that, you know, they have a few players that kind of stick out to me in terms of, you know, Jada Roberson and some of those other players they have on that roster, obviously, Kennedy Garrard. You know, so maybe they're kind of poised to surprise some people here down the stretch.
And you look on, I guess I should say, the north side or the top side of the bracket with Ben Davis. They got the big win over Speedway. Now they will bring in North Central on Thursday. What's to make of that matchup in a Ben Davis team who's had their struggles this season, but most of their losses coming from top-ranked teams in the state?
Yeah, you know, Ben Davis is one of those teams that's kind of tough to figure out. You know, coming into the year, I thought that they really kind of had a chance to surprise some people. You know, I thought that just looking at their roster, looking at the players that they had and some of the pieces they have coming back with, you know, Sherelle Newsom and Kara Goss and Ambria Wincy, you know, I thought that they had a chance to surprise some people. And I think that, you know, maybe they're one of those teams that are still trying to figure out exactly how that roster is going to fit together and what their strengths are going to be. You know, I saw them play their season opener against Cathedral, and they just kind of looked dominant offensively. They were sharing the ball left and right, kind of getting, you know, whatever they wanted to. And then I actually saw their next game, too, against HSC, and there was about a quarter there where they just looked, you know, pretty dominant against HSC, who, you know, at this point in the year, we know is one of the best teams in the state. You know, Ben Davis was more than holding their own. You know, and they've had some, you know, good moments since then. I mean, they lost a tough one to Brownsburg. You know, they lost Warren Central, but didn't get blown out by any means. Lost to LN, but, you know, it was a relatively close game. So I kind of get the sense that they're one of those teams that has the pieces, but they're just kind of looking to put it all together. You know, and they've shown flashes of that this year. You know, that game against Speedway being an example. I know that Speedway isn't, you know, the best of teams that they're going to face, but anytime you can put up 77 on a team, it certainly shows that you have, you know, you have pieces there. So they're a team to certainly keep an eye on, you know, as we move forward. You know, maybe they haven't necessarily, you know, shown a whole lot early on, but I think that they're a team that could kind of certainly improve as the year goes on and as you enter sectional.
Well, certainly, and size has kind of hurt Ben Davis as well down low, and even Coach Joe Lance has admitted to that. He's like, well, we have some size, but not compared to the size of the teams that, you know, maybe we've struggled against. But shifting to the boys' basketball sides of things, obviously we're here at Ben Davis. So the Ben Davis boys team, undefeated, new coach, Don Carlisle in his first season. They found a lot of talent here after graduating Aaron Henry and Keyshawn Tunstall last year. So what's your take on the boys team this year, and how legitimate do you think they can be?
Yeah, I mean, they're a team that always seems to kind of, you know, find ways to put it together. I think that, you know, we didn't necessarily know what to expect from them last year after, you know, kind of having a new coach and having some, you know, some new pieces. But I think that, you know, early on, they've certainly shown that they, you know, have what it takes to be competitive, obviously. I mean, you've got, you know, just several pieces there that has really kind of been really impressive early on, you know, in terms of, you know, Jalen Windham and DeJuan Jones, like you said. So, you know, I certainly think that they're a team that, you know, nobody's going to sleep on this year. I don't know. Obviously, it's too early to really kind of predict how they're going to do as the year goes on. But if, you know, the early part of the year is any indication, they're certainly a team that you're going to want to watch out for.
Matthew Van Tryon from the Indy Star joining us via the WBDG hotline. You just got the article up yesterday for the performers of the week, the athletes of the week, I guess I should say. Take me through. You got Nathan Conley for Avon, Jalen Windham for Ben Davis, Matt Bond from Concord, and in girls, Jewel McCormick from basketball, and Ella Fritz from swimming. So take me through these athletes of the week and how the people out there can go vote.
Yeah, so athletes of the week is something that we do, you know, on a weekly basis. We take, we take nominations from coaches and athletic directors, you know, from athletes that have stood out for them over the course of the past week. And we pick one athlete for each sport, just based on, you know, their accomplishments from the past week. And then we, name them athletes of the week, and then people can go and vote on IndyStar.com. They can vote for who the winner is for the male athlete of the week and the female athlete of the week. And we, you know, we've gotten some really good participation in that. I think that people, you know, enjoy being able to kind of voice their support for, you know, the student athletes and the people from their schools that are nominated. You know, we also do top performers of the week for girls basketball and for boys basketball. And, you know, I really like that we do that, because sometimes you can kind of shine a light on some people that might not usually get attention. You know, a lot of times the kids from the Ben Davises and the Warren Centrals of the world, they get, you know, a lot of attention from their accolades, you know, and what they do, you know, on the court and things like that. But, you know, some of these athletes from these smaller schools they're doing, you know, pretty impressive things. You know, every week when I go through the top performers for girls basketball, it's amazing what some of these, you know, players are doing from these smaller schools. And I think it's, you know, really good to bring attention to those. I mean, you know, we have Kirsten Bond from South Dearborn was one of our top performers, you know, this past week for girls basketball. And, you know, she had 22 points and 14 rebounds in the game. And there was a, you know, Hannah Farrell from Greenfield Central scored, you know, 91 points in three games last week. And Lillian Frazier from, you know, North Judson is averaging, you know, 23 points and 10 rebounds through her first, you know, five games of the year. So these are names and even schools that a lot of people may not necessarily be familiar with, but, you know, their accomplishments are certainly something worth highlighting. And so I like that we're able to do that with these various, you know, top performers and athletes of the week posts that we do every week. And like I said, you can get involved on this by going to IndyStar.com. And you can vote every week for the athletes of the week and the top performers. And those will all get invited to our Indiana Sports Awards. That's our annual high school sports awards banquet that we do in May. It'll be at Clues Hall this year on Butler University's campus. And we just have a whole bunch of awards that we give out that night. It's really a fantastic event. You know, we honor some of the top athletes in each sport, and we honor, you know, some of the top scholar athletes and their, you know, different Courage Awards, and there are just all sorts of things that we do to recognize the high school athletes for around the state for what they do, you know, on the playing field and off of it. So, again, that'll be in May this year. I believe it's let me check the date, but I believe it's May the 5th this year. Yeah, it's going to be May the 5th at Clues Hall. Again, that's the Indiana Sports Awards. And everyone who wins these top performers and athletes of the week will be invited to that banquet. And, you know, we encourage listeners out there and, you know, the public to come check that out as well, because it's a great event that I've been a part of for the past couple of years, and it's certainly something worth checking out.
All right, Matthew Van Tran from the Indy Star High, thanks for joining us, and we'll have to do it again soon.
All right, thank you very much.
Matthew Van Tran, IndyStar.com is where you can find him. You mentioned the Athletes of the Week. That voting is currently up, IndyStar.com. Also, the Top Performers of the Week for girls and boys basketball. You can get on and vote for your favorite player there. And I believe Jalen Windham up for Ben Davis, up for Athlete of the Week. So go vote for him. That is up, IndyStar.com.